which Brian Bowers has become perhaps more proficient in than anyone else has bothered to try to be. And he does incredible things with it. We're very proud to have him here teaching, along with Dave Morris, the auto harp class this week. And those of you who have not seen Brian in performance will be in for a tremendous treat. He is going to be having some albums for sale, and he has an album which is coming out in about a month called By Heart. I understand that we're not quite ready to start, and okay, fine. Thanks, Michael. Got me off the hook. Going like this just kind of makes me go blank. Well, I'd like to tell you about our next session of Augusta. Those of you who aren't aware of it, we have been doing a winter session. Last year was our first one, and it was very successful. Everybody enjoyed it and had a wonderful time. A lot of times people cannot come to Augusta in the summer because they have farms or job commitments, and we decided to try as an experiment a week of classes. And we thought since it's only a week, we would try to do all the things that we can't do in the summertime because the summer is so complicated for us. So we experimented a little and tried having a variety of classes offered and allowed people to take any class that they wanted to. And that means that those of you who had a hard time choosing what you were going to do are able to come for a week and take an hour of music and an hour of dance and an hour of crafts and just mix them all up together. So that's the way the Winter Augusta works, and it's really exciting. We have some wonderful people coming this year, including Kevin Burke, who's going to be teaching Irish fiddle, Jim Morrison, Brad Foster, for all you dance fanatics, Laurie Anders, and many, many more. So we'll have some information on Winter Augusta for those of you who are here for the week by the end of the week for you to take home. And I hope you'll all think about coming. Well, I have already said all I could possibly say about Brian Bowers, and I don't want to hold you up any longer, so let's welcome him out here.
Hi, folks. Hi, folks. Well, I'm real pleased to be back here in Elkins. I came last year for the first time for the... Thanks, Margo. I just realized I'm talking so softly because, for some reason, I've been blessed with several rubs, back rubs. Seems like everybody's decided I look tense or tight or deformed or something. And so... I've been getting one rub after another all evening. I'm so mellow, I can... Gotta lay down and play the show. Let me do you an old Shaker hymn to start with here. This is, 'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free. Thank you. Well, I would like to take just a moment here before we go any further and let you hear the harp, just pure acoustic, for a song or two. Do you a medley, actually, of two songs I like to do together to let folks hear the harp just without all the wires and everything. The second of the two songs is an old gospel song called Ezekiel Saw the Wheel, Way in the Middle of the Air. And the first one is a song I feel about like it's a gospel song, even though it's not. It's a tune called The Corn Won't Grow, So You Might As Well Rock and Roll. I love the old gospel songs. I also love any song that strikes my fancy, and this is one that did. It's kind of a modern gospel song by Mark Graham. It's entitled Zen Gospel Singing. I once was a Baptist, and on each Sunday morn I'd be in church praying, as sure as you're born. We'd sing there like angels in that good harmony, but now sin and salvation are no longer for me. Now I'm a Buddhist, I chant my mantra each day, but I miss that hymn singing in that good gospel way. So we'll sing to old Buddha and the wonders of Zen. We'll meet in Nirvana. Yes, we'll be there then. This boy is a very twisted boy that wrote this song. Friends don't like me since I shaved my head, and they all talk about me as if I were dead. My good old Zen buddies, they think I'm okay, but I can't get them singing more than one note a day. And as we sit there cross-legged, eating brown rice and tea, we chant out our mantras for square harmony. We don't sing of salvation, 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 or a heavenly home. It's Zen gospel singing, just om, om, sweet set out to be this. I set out to just be a street singer, and it kind of got out of hand. When I was street singing in Seattle, I kept having people come up to me and say, "Well, Brian, that's real pretty, but it's too soft. Why don't you get an amplifier?" I knew I shouldn't do that, because I knew if I got me an amplifier, one of them little battery-operated pig-nose amplifiers about so tall, you know, I figured I could get one of them, slap it right on my belt, you know, have me a little portable amplification system for my street singing. But I knew I shouldn't do that, because I knew as sure as I did that a week later I'd have another one on the other side. I'd have me a battery-operated, portable, dual, portable public address system, you know, and I'd be down there singing in the public market, and you'd come down and see me playing and think it was all right. A little while later, some of your relatives or friends would come in from the East Coast. You'd drag them down to the market to see the Autoharp player, and there I'd be, standing between two big, huge, tall stacks of black, menacing amplifiers, one on either end of the stage. Come dancing out on stage in snakeskin pants, platform shoes, chicken stapled to my ear. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I did not want to live like that. So I kept adding finger picks, and pretty soon it got to where I could get a little something going with each finger and get a little something going enough to where people could hear it without having to have a big amplifier. And then they made a TV show that I got invited to be on. They made it in Northern Virginia, and they had Doc Watson on there, one of my personal heroes, and John Hartford, and the Dillards. And they started showing it around the country, and it was a real nice show. It was just made live in a festival situation, hot, sweaty, muggy Virginia day, just real stuff, you know, no jive or sweat rolling, you know. And it was just real stuff. And so anyhow, some fellow over in Hollywood saw me on that show and says, I guess to himself, "Well, I have to have that Autoharp player on my Real People show." So the next thing you know, I'm going on the Real People show. And as I'm getting ready to be filmed, I'm putting on the big, "Oh yeah, this is great," ooh, you know, for everybody. But inside, I'm thinking to myself, this question that I couldn't get an answer to. And the question was, is being on the Real People show gonna make me one bit more real than I already am? Good question. No answer. None. For 6 years, they made the show, showed it all over the country, showed it in Europe. Didn't get an answer for 6 years. Finally, one night in North Carolina, I finished playing a little club, turned around, I had just finished signing records for folks, and I put the harps away, and I turned around, and there was an elderly gentleman standing there. He looked at me for a minute, and he said, "Mr. Bowers, I saw you on the Real People Show." I said, "Well, all right, sir." I didn't want to tell him how weird I was about the show. I didn't think it was, you know, of any consequence. He had enjoyed it, and that was enough. So I said, "All right, sir." He said, "You surely play that auto harp beautifully." I said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that." He said, "Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, you were on there that night with that fella from Georgia that eats dirt." And that's when I decided, right then, that I am real enough. And I'll do you the song I did on that show, and on the other one too. It's just a thing I figured out, like I said, street singing, trying to get so the harp could be heard without having to go with a big PA system. Works like this. You get the rhythm with your thumb, melody with your middle finger, after you take the hair off it. rhythm, melody, and then a low line here with the index finger, a high one with the ring finger, and another high one on the top with your little finger. I'll show you over here. Rhythm, melody, low, high, and another high one, and over here. Rhythm, melody, low, and first high one, and another high one. And you start off just with the rhythm with your thumb. Melody with your middle finger. First high one with the ring finger. And the last one on the top is the high one with the little finger. About 7 years to figure that much out, and about a year later I was in a bar and I had a couple drinks, and I reached up on the short strings and kept doing the same thing with the fingers, nothing different with the fingers at all, just kind of got in the right place at the right time. Seemed to make it a whole lot nicer. Well, this was a request of several folks this evening, earlier in the afternoon. People were asking for me to do this one, and I'd like to dedicate it to a birthday gal who shall remain nameless here this evening. It's an old one called Satisfied Mind. How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I'd do things my way? How little they know it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. And once he had money and fortune and fame, Lord, he had everything to get a start in life's game. Oh, but one day it happened, he lost every dime. But now he's richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, a friend when you're lonely, or a heart that's grown cold. And the wealthiest person is a pauper at times compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When my life is over and my time has run out, all my friends and my loved ones, I'm gonna leave them no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. I'll leave this old world Here's Grandfather's Clock. was an old sow, had three little piggies. And three little piggies, said she. The old sow always went, and the piggies went, wee, wee, wee. Now one day, one of the three little piggies to the other two piggies, said he, why don't we try to go? It's so childish to go, wee, wee, wee. Now those three little piggies grew skinny and lean, and skinny they well might be. They were always trying to go, when they ought to have been going, wee, wee, wee. Now those three little piggies, they up and they died. It was a very sad sight to see. So don't you ever try to go when you ought to be going wee, wee, wee. Well, that's a children's pig song I learned when I was a kid myself. And this is another pig song that's the guy calls it a children's song, but I think of it as a kind of an adult pig song myself. It's called The Four Wet Pigs. It's written by a fella from Iowa City, Iowa, named Greg Brown. Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Two of them little and two of them big. They danced all night at the Pig Town Jig. Half grown, the two that were big as a barn, tall as a tree. Take them on down to the factory. Slice them into bacon, cut them into ham, chop them into hot dogs, squeeze them into spam. Throw their little eyes out in the rain, pickle their feet and scramble their brain. Here's a little song about two wet pigs leaning on a slop trough, smoking their cigs, hoping to God that they never get big. They danced all night at the Pig Town Jig. Well, I love silliness, as I guess you've imagined by now. I also like other kinds of things. This here is a stately kind of tune written by a neighbor of mine out in Seattle, Washington, named Vivian Williams. She's been a state fiddle champ a couple of times, and she's been writing a bunch of tunes lately, and I took a shine to this one. It's a march called The Ramparts. Thank you. by a little taste of the golden slippers. Give me a hand. There's a couple lines you can call back. It's the same thing both times. It's just I'll fly away. I'll get the call, and you get the answer. One bright morning, when this life is over, in the morning, to that home on God's celestial shore. Just like church is a little bit of the gospel hum. So I'm going to play a verse, and you get it, the gospel hum will go on, and I'll show you where it fits in. That gospel hum and you slip it right underneath the call part in the verses. You still got the answer lines. You just give me that gospel hum underneath my call.
Just a few more weary days in bed. To that land where joy will never end.
Pick a spot.
When the troubles of this life have grown, to that land, prison bars aren't known. Last time I fly away, oh glory, I fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah.